This is Mornings with Chief Apostle, your trusted source in apostolic and prophetic revelation.
God is going to set free. I wish I could get somebody to help me here today. Lift your hands and magnify God. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. God is going to raise up the ecclesia with power and authority. Every demonic influence. There was a man that Jesus met in the graveyard who had 3,000 to 6,000 demons in him. But when he met an apostle by the name of Jesus, there was no chain that could hold him. There was no rope that could bind him. Oh, but when he met a man by the name of Jesus, who was an apostle sent on an assignment to let us know that God's people are out of their minds. They've been locked down in tradition and religion for a long time. Oh, I'm preaching here. My God. But I'm telling you, when the apostle Jesus came by and laid his hands on him, every one of those demons came out of the man. Oh, my God. He asked him, he said, what is the name of the demons inside of you? And the demons say, we're legions. We're 3,000 to 6,000 strong. There's no rope that can hold us. There's no chain that could bind us. But when the apostle Jesus came, somebody better help me here today. When the apostle Jesus showed up, he did not come to heal him from diabetes. He did not come to heal him from hypertension. He did not come and heal him from natural sicknesses and natural pains. But what he did, he went on the inside of him and he began to destroy every demonic influence in the living room, in the bedroom, all over. May I submit to you today. Somebody better help me here. May I submit to you today, when the apostles come into your life, there's going to be a change. When the prophets come into your life, there's going to be a change. When the evangelists, the ecclesia, begin to function the way God says, you're going to see a change. Things are going to turn around. May I submit to you today that God is calling you the ecclesia out of all that demonic influence. The Bible says when the man met the apostle Jesus, he was clothed. Somebody help me here, with his right mind. Oh, Baba Satili Brakanda da Braka. You got to meet somebody that has the power and the authority to deliver you from every demonic influence. Every one of us have an influence. Every one of us have a demonic influence trying to turn us around, trying to stop us, trying to defeat us. But I decree and declare to the ecclesia today, there is no weapon formed against you. There is no weapon formed against the ecclesia of God. You were called out of tradition. You were called out of darkness. You were called out of sin. Why are you turning back to what God called you out of? But I decree today in the name of Jesus, come out from all of that ignorance. Come out from all of that foolishness. Come out from that which you have gone back into. I'm traveling all over and church houses are going back. God called them to be apostles. He called them to be prophets. And they're going in the backwards direction. They're leading the people like the children of Israel around the same old mountain. But I decree and declare that God is reviving us. That God is healing us. Mandare brase tele mandoro se tere ke kandoro. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as the morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. I'm coming to tell you, therefore have I hewed them by the prophet. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. My God, my God, my God, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than the burnt offering. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. I'm saying to you, my friends, that God is doing something today. And God is going to restore you back to your rightful place. Lift up your hands and tell God, thank you. For I decree and declare a revival is coming to your spirit. And God is going to drive out every evil influence. Oh, he's going to go down into every avenue inside of you. And I'm decreeing and declaring when God goes inside of you today, he's going to change you from the inside out. Somebody help me here. He's going to change you from the inside out. You need to recognize and realize that God is in the changing business, that God wants to do something in your life. Can I get a witness here? God is about to turn your life completely around, because I believe that there are people who's tired of playing church and who is becoming the ecclesia. I believe that there are people who's going to get rid of their black magic and their divination and their spirit of sorcery, and they're doing the things that does not please God. I believe that there are people who's going to serve God in spirit. Oh, my God. Not in flesh, but in spirit. My God, my God, my, not naturally, but in spirit. Manda, not according to their evil desires, but in spirit and in truth. There are people, they are called of God to come out of this world, come out of these houses, these whorehouses, these houses of religion and tradition. I'm decreeing and declaring that God is calling you out to do something great in your life. Would you lift your hands and tell God, thank you? Would you lift your hands and magnify God with me today? Come on, let us rejoice today. My friends, I am saying to you that God is doing something in this hour. He's going into special places. There's a revival that have started, and God is going into places and he's turning some things around. Are you ready for the glory of God? Are you ready to receive the promises of God? Are you ready to do what God's called you to do? Am I talking to anybody out there? I want you to text back to me, say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to allow God to drive out every evil influence? You need to be here tonight. We have the prophet who is going to come into your bloodline and generationally begin to deal with the issues in your life. Oh, you're going to witness something you've never seen before. I want to tell you, you better get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I want to tell you, there's a man of God, the prophet Samuel Williams, going to be with us tonight at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. 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 You need to be here. 10555 Lake Forest Avenue. There's going to be deliverance in this house. He's going to go in your seed line, your generations. He's going to call out mothers and fathers and grandmothers and aunts and tell you what God is saying and how that there were generational curses that was passed down in your life, and God's going to deliver you. My God, Walter says, yes, I'm ready. Amen, Walter. I decree and declare that it's the season for God's people to be ready, because something is going to take place. It has already begun, and I want you to know that God is going to do something in this house tonight. You need to get ready to be here. You need to get ready. My God, God's going to have mercy on us. God's going to have mercy. Father, I ask you to forgive your people today. I ask you to get them ready for a revival like they've never seen. I'm asking that you send your Holy Ghost to go in like when Jesus went, like Apostle Jesus who went to the man with legions in him. I'm decreeing and declaring that the mighty influences that have kept God's people bound, kept them hurt, kept them in unforgiveness, kept them in hatred, kept them in resentment, kept them in bitterness, kept them with anxiety, I say be free in the name, and the list go on and on and on and on. But I free you today in the name of Jesus. You need to get ready. You need to get ready. You need to get ready. I am saying to you today by the Holy Ghost that God is doing something. I am saying to you by the Holy Ghost that this is the season that God people have been praying for. My God, I need the ecclesia, my God, to get rid of the past. I need the ecclesia to get rid of foolishness. You can't tell me about hurt because you ought to be healed. You can't tell me about hatred, you should be loving. You can't tell me about darkness, you should have light. You need to get ready for what God is doing today. The ecclesia of God that he's calling out of darkness. Somebody better shout with me this morning. Come on, those of you that's filled with the Holy Ghost, come on. I need you to speak in tongues. I need you to speak in tongues right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, my God, I send the word of God forward to your people, dear God. In the name of Jesus, in the power and the name and the authority of the Lord, God, release you from your darkness. God, release you from the darkness in your mind. God, release you from the darkness that's inside of you. Today, I set you free in the name of Jesus. Today I set you free in the name of Jesus. There is no weapon formed against the saints that shall prosper. My God, my God, my God. You don't want to miss tonight. You don't want to miss it. I want you to call your friends. Call your loved ones. And come in and watch God demonstrate on one of the most powerful levels you've ever seen. And I'm believing God that when it's all said and done, he's going to go in your generation and clean you from the inside out. I'm going to believe God that he's going to deliver you and set you free. And give you the needed victory that you need. Come on, an apostle. Tonight is your night. You need to be here right here at 10555 Lake Forest. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be an explosion. You don't want to miss this. Don't forget, tonight and tomorrow night, the man of God, the prophet from Africa, is coming. To set God people free. A man who's been birthed from the fire of God, who have suffered, who's paid the price to set God's people free. I trust and pray that you will make it your business to be here. Don't forget, June the 18th through the 23rd, we're going to have an explosion. You need to be making your plans if you live out of town. Call us. The number's on the screen. Call us. You need to make sure you get here. Because I'm telling you, we're preparing the ecclesia. We're preparing the ecclesia. We are preparing the ecclesia. That's what we're doing. We're preparing the ecclesia. Oh, my God. I'm not going to build the building. I'm preparing the church to receive one of the greatest moves of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You don't want to miss tonight and tomorrow night. Those of you that's watching, you need to connect with us tonight, 7 o'clock, tomorrow night. You don't want to miss this. God is doing something. Samuel Williams is here. And we're going to have an explosion. Are you ready? I'm ready, and I trust and pray that you are ready. And my friends, I have enjoyed this day. We're going to see you tonight at 7 o'clock right here at 10555 Lake Forest Avenue. Get off at the Reed Road exit, come to Lake Forest, take a left about 3 or 4 blocks down. Come on in and watch God do something supernatural. See you tomorrow. See you tonight and tomorrow. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to our audio podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Light City Church, on Instagram at official_LightCityChurch, and at Twitter at Light City Church. If you'd like to get more info from our services, call us at 504-279-1300 or always shoot us an email at lightcitynet@yahoo.com.